Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. U.S. political leaders are focused on the North Korean threat to the United States. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will join me in just a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This week, Jimmy, the entire United States Senate went to the White House for a classified briefing that was presented by the Secretary of Defense, by the Secretary of State. The Chinese have agreed to step up economic pressure on the North Korean regime. They've also moved 150,000 troops to the North Korean border. The Russians have also moved troops close to North Korea. I think what this president has done so successfully in such a short period of time is to play on uncertainty and make leaders like Kim Jong-un wonder what's going to happen to them in the future.
Would this guy get ready to go after somebody and really follow through with what he's threatening to do?
Yes, the United States military has contingency plans. They're regularly updated by the Pentagon. We have 23,000 troops on the ground in South Korea that serve as a tripwire. It's commonly said in Washington it would take 48 hours for the United States to resupply those troops should the North Koreans actually launch an artillery barrage against the capital of South Korea, Seoul, which is something they could do. They have over 1,000 artillery pieces within range of Seoul, the capital of South Korea. So, yes, we have contingency plans. But all those things that you just mentioned, the Chinese and the Russians in particular, demonstrate the need to be constantly updating those contingency plans, and I am convinced that that is being done as we speak.
Ken Timmerman from Washington, D.C., with details on our lead story today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A student of Bible prophecy knows that the nation of North Korea is not mentioned in the Bible. However, the kings of the East, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, the kings of the East are not only referring to North Korea, but would include China, India, Japan, and other Far Eastern nations. The next question must be, how do we see the activities that are emanating from North Korea as a part of the prophetic scenario for the end times? The obvious answer has to be that North Korea will be a part of the kings of the East who appear at the end of the tribulation period. But remember, Jesus said that a major sign of his coming back to the earth would be wars and rumors of wars and nations against nations. That's found in Matthew 24, verses 3 to 7. The threat of a major war started by North Korea is of great concern not only to the United States, but China, Russia, Japan, and of course, South Korea. This crisis in the Far East is indeed a part of an end-time scenario that was foretold by Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...